up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, or you can connect with us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And, of course, don't forget, you can join us at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy all the features that we have there for you. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, there's news about the government shutdown. This actually a couple days old, but there's an update on the story that Daryl's going to give us here in a moment. Apparently, the Washington Post is noting that during this government, so-called government shutdown, of course, there's been a lot of news about how the parks are closed. You can no longer go into the forest because there's no government. And, well, apparently,
the government that you didn't see in the forest is now not there, so you mayn't go in the forest.
Apparently, the Interior Department is allowing a dozen iconic national parks to reopen with state funding. On Saturday, the barricades at Utah's Natural Bridges National Monument disappeared, allowing visitors to return to the tourist draw despite the government shutdown. They also came down at Colorado's Rocky Mountain National Park, Arizona's Grand Canyon, and New York's Statue of Liberty. What began as a sort of modern sagebrush rebellion, with Utah County Commissioners threatening to bring in a posse and dismantle federal barricades themselves, has become an intense negotiation between Interior Secretary Sally Jewell and governors across the country eager to reopen public lands that generate valuable tourism revenue. The push by some of the most conservative governors in the nation to get federal workers back on the job comes as President Obama and congressional leaders struggle with how to resolve the budget impasse. In an interview Friday, Governor of Utah Gary Herbert said that he and Jewell worked out the agreement in the course of three or four conversations in recent days, after initially seeking permission to reopen the park and staff it with volunteers and others provided by the state. He agreed to pay federal employees to return in order to revive the tourism that sustains several local communities near federal lands.
The Yellowstone National Park, which is mostly in Montana, but also has a, as far as the size of the park goes, a small portion, but as far as acreage, a fairly sizable amount of acreage in Wyoming.
Really? I thought most of Yellowstone was in Wyoming. I guess I'm wrong. That's where Big Old Faithful is, right?
It's in Yellowstone, but
I think maybe
I've got it backward. But there's,
I'll take a look.
There's definitely part of it that's in Montana.
Okay.
The Montana portion of Yellowstone is not being reopened.
Huh.
Because the governor of Montana says that the state doesn't have enough money to pay. But my understanding, the Wyoming portion is being reopened. So you can go into the park through Wyoming. Just don't cross the border into Montana lest you get told to leave.
I think this is a particularly interesting story, not because of rah-rah, the federal agents get to go back to work, but because it shows that in the absence of a government-provided service, or at least in this case a federal government-provided service, that, well, golly gosh, people who want that service are willing to step up. And as this governor pointed out, there were people willing to volunteer at this particular park. Now, the Interior Department Secretary would not have that.
No.
She wanted, as part of the deal, that the states would essentially foot the bill for the return of the federal workers. The point is, though, had that agreement not come to pass and the state just simply moved forward with its plan to reopen the park by force if necessary, you know, using volunteers to take away the barricades and just start operating the park again, shows that the federal government's completely unnecessary, that this park could very well be operated by the state. Now, obviously, I don't support the state existing, but right now, that idea is not going away anytime soon, as much as I might like it to. So, therefore, I'd rather have operate the parks rather than the feds.
It shows the concern of the high-level bureaucrats for lowering spending. Because this could have been done, you know, at a less costly way. But no. There's a monopoly for these federal workers to work there. And we can't have volunteers from the state or whatever. By the way, the lion's share of Yellowstone is in Wyoming. There's a little sort of peripheral bit in Montana and a tiny bit in Idaho.
Well, they would not want a volunteer to come in or a group of volunteers to come in and basically show them up. Because if those volunteers come in there and they, you know, really love the park and they, you know, love the idea that they get to improve the park, and, you know, they might take steps to do things that have never been done in that park before. And who knows? I mean, depending on how long they have control of it, they could add all kinds of improvements or make changes that were very, very positive that, you know, maybe for a long time they'd wanted to do, but they put in requests with the Parks Commission or whatever, Department of Interior, whichever bureaucracy it is, requesting changes, and they never got at what they wanted.
Well, and further, I agree with what you're saying, and I can understand why people don't want folks messing around in their house, but that's really the issue, is they believe it's their house.
You mean the feds believe it's theirs?
Well, right. Well, no, even more important, the feds are an organization that represents the citizens of the United States. The state,
supposedly.
Well, that's what the crap they put on their letterhead. Okay, that's all I can say about it. I don't believe it either. But and the states are people that represent the people in those given states that are willing to take over and, you know, man for what, you know, when in whatever way they're going to do it, these parks that will then be for the service of the people of the United States or and their visitors from outside the world. So this clearly isn't an issue of representation, right? This is an issue of the federal government says we own this land here and you don't, because you can't open it up for the people that we say own the land, because the park is supposed to be our park, right? But
supposedly,
we can't open it up for us because we own it. I mean,
it's crazy.
It shows what the government it is, and it's a gang that demands a monopoly privilege.
One thing that's interesting about all of the "this park or this monument is closed" signs is that at the bottom it does say "except for First Amendment activity."
Hmm.
You have a right to peaceably assemble based on, not based on the First Amendment, but the First Amendment recognizes that right. So I could argue that I'm going to the park to peaceably assemble.
Well, you could say that you're there to religiously observe. You know, I mean, it's part of your religious observance.
Okay, well, this is an interesting aside then, because we read a story recently about some veterans, some Vietnam veterans who were arrested.
World War II vets.
Well, actually, it was Vietnam vets at the Vietnam Memorial in New York City. I don't know about the World War II vet story, but
in Washington, D.C.
Did they arrest the World War II vets? I'd heard they were threatened with arrest. Okay.
There's a photo of a group of World War II vets, all handcuffed, sitting in the back of a paddy wagon.
So that's, I think that's interesting, because on one hand, there are signs that say that, oh, well, unless it's First Amendment, you can be here if it's for a First Amendment activity. But that's the reason why the Vietnam veterans were arrested at the Vietnam War Memorial a few days ago. And it's the same reason why the occupiers were arrested at the Veterans Park in Manchester, New Hampshire last year. That's they were arrested for First Amendment activities. They were assembling and speaking in a public place, in a public park, but it was after the park's hours.
Right.
And there was no excuse. You know, there was the jury didn't care about that. They threw they found them guilty.
Well, that law's been on the books for 30-something years, Ian.
Well,
like, obviously, the great overlords from 31 years ago knew better than we know now.
Well, all I'm pointing out is it's contradictory. On one hand, they're saying you can come in for free speech, but on the other hand, if somebody actually does that, then they can get arrested, too, if they're there too late.
Right.
So unless the feds will allow you to be in their park after 11 p.m., whereas the local city ordinances
don't. You can show up to peaceably assemble, and you can show up to exercise your free speech, but you can't loiter.
So this, for them, is their livelihood, said the governor of Utah, adding that he has gotten calls from governors across the country seeking his advice. It's not just a little bit of it, it's all of it. And it's seasonal. Once you lose October, you can't make it up in January. By Friday night, the bureaucrat in charge of the Interior Department had managed to strike deals with governors in five states to reopen iconic sites, with states fronting the money to operate them. But what do they have to pay to operate one of these parks? Well, we'll give you some of the dollars and cents here in a moment, and it's a lot of damn money, actually, for just a few days. We'll share that with you.
For trees.
Do you think you could operate it for less?
I think trees operate for free.
There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. We got listening options, and boy, do we have a bunch of them. Listen, you know, live streams, you can tune into our broadband, midband, or narrowband versions of the show. We also have radio stations, over 125 great stations coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. You can get a full list of those through the link at listen.freetalklive.com, plus our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel. And you can get all the details on those at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, tune into our webcam or the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com for more information.
So I was hearing somebody the other day talking about how dangerous the world could be if bitcoins became popular. The idea that governments don't control the money was frightening to this person. Mm-hmm. And I have to agree with a point that they made in here inside of their point is that there are definite advantages to fiat currency. There's advantages to...
If you're the printer of it, you mean?
Well, there's advantages that you can control. You can possibly control the economy and make it... function better.
You, but if you're the central
planner? I'm not done with my point. I'd like to make the point here. And even if there's taxation, you could apply money in better ways. You can, when it comes down to all these ideas, coercive governments
you?
In general. You, the person I'm talking to, you.
How is, are you saying
the
that
difference is that it will never be good because it will never be you. You will never be the person.
So when you say you, you meant the person you would, in theory, be in charge of the Federal Reserve?
The person who's listening to my voice, and there are hundreds of thousands of them. I can't really identify who they are.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. You aren't just saying, like, you can do all this with the dollar now. You're saying you could only do them if you were in charge of the Federal Reserve Bank.
If you were the person, God King of the Federal Reserve, or the God King of the United States, or the world, or whatever.
Good, so we're on the same page. You're not saying that the dollar benefits you. It would only benefit you if you were in charge of printing them, correct?
I think that you could make the dollar benefit mankind if you were very, very good and very, very just. The difference is it will never be you. It will always be someone else. And but, good for the people that believe this is an objective, is a subjective issue, not an objective issue.
Well, so right, what because they, who's, what to, they who's to say what's good, the right way to do things? Who's to say what the right interest rates are and the right rates of borrowing or whatever? I mean, that's still central control, even if you have the best of intentions.
Let's say
you're
that these people actually do know. They're still going to benefit themselves and their cronies more than they're going to benefit the person on the bottom. It's the way it's always been and the way it's always going to be, because the person listening to me is never going to have that kind of power. And the person who is going to have that kind of power is the kind of person that can get that kind of power. And the kind of person that can get that kind of power is generally an evil individual, because they've got what it takes to claw their way to the top of this hierarchical system. And those people throughout history have always been people with extraordinarily flexible morals.
So,
and those people are very, very bad at handling the kind of monetary issues we're talking about.
That was a really roundabout way of saying, no, you are not benefiting from the dollar.
No, you're not. But you could. In a fantastic world where you were the playwright... You could benefit.
Not in this world.
Get out of fantastic worlds, because they don't exist.
Right. So not in this. Let's stick with the reality here. It does not benefit you. It is the dollar is a currency that is based on fiat. It is issued at the whim of the people who issue it, and when they issue more of them, it makes your dollars worth less. It's a real problem, and that's why the dollar has been losing value consistently over your entire lifetime and beyond your entire lifetime.
Yeah, sorry my explanation wasn't good enough for you, but
it's
sure
round.
You needed
it was round
out for the rest of the people out there that didn't quite get it. So, nonetheless,
wow, you are in a mood right now.
I'm not. I just wanted to do my live read. I wanted to talk for a second, and you wouldn't let me. That's all.
Did I not let you talk? I'm pretty sure you yammered on for quite a while. Now go on.
Yep. So get your bitcoins, and you can do it at cashintocoins.com. It's easy. Trust me, it's really easy. Go to cashintocoins.com. We've all done it. Ian, have you done it?
I have not. I'm sorry.
Get in the club.
Sorry, I'm busy organizing a convention right now. I apologize.
Go to cashintocoins.com. They make it extraordinarily easy. All you need in your general vicinity is some cash and a Bank of America, Wells Fargo, or a credit union with shared branching. Shared branching is important. Cashintocoins.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. How much does it cost to run a national park? Well, obviously there's different size parks.
$3 million.
Different services and things like that. Yeah, but over how many
per
days?
Per hour.
Not quite that much, but it is pretty shockingly expensive. There's a news story at the Washington Post that says that state governments have stepped up to front the money. Now, they were at some point willing to, in Utah at least, they had a staff of volunteers that was ready to step up and reopen one of the national parks there in Utah. I believe it was the Natural Bridges National Monument, whatever that is. So they were going to restaff that with volunteers, but the deal they ended up cutting was that the state would front money from state taxpayer dollars to bring federal agents back on board, so that way the federal people who normally run the parks are getting their regular paychecks at their regular federal government worker rate of pay.
And we can't have scabs coming in here.
In this case, it'd be volunteers that would be coming scabs. In and working for nothing. I mean, don't scabs usually work for some sort of money?
Generally, but right. Scabs are also people that aren't part of the union.
Yes, that's true.
I don't think the National Park Service employees are necessarily unionized.
I don't know. They might be.
But somebody other than the people that were contracted to do the job are scabs.
So they went in there, and they are going to operate these parks. So the state government people are going to put up taxpayer dollars, state taxpayer dollars, to front for 10 days the federal government's costs. So according to the story here, National Park Service Director John Jarvis signed an agreement in which Utah provides nearly $1.7 million for 10 days of operation at 8 federal properties, Arches, Bryce Canyon, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef, and Zion National Parks, along with Glen Canyon National Recreation Area and the Cedar Breaks and Natural Bridges National Monument. So about 100,000, excuse me, almost $2 million, or excuse me, $200,000 per day is what it costs to run those parks. Sorry about that. That's a lot of damn money. And that's not all. Colorado signed a similar pact offering to pay the government, the federal government, $362,700 to reopen Rocky Mountain National Park for 10 days. Arizona will pay $651,000 to reopen the Grand Canyon for 7 days. And New York paying $369,000 to reopen the Statue of Liberty for 6 days. How many damn employees are there running the Statue of Liberty?
I imagine quite a few.
6 days.
I guess.
And $651,000 to open the Grand Canyon. What are these people doing exactly?
The Grand Canyon takes a lot of work to make sure that big ditch doesn't get filled up with dirt.
Well, seriously, though, what are they doing? What is it? Are they running a gift shop? A snack bar?
I guess what I'm thinking here is that it's good to have somebody on site if some kind of, you know, injury occurs. And I'm sure there's some injuries that occur on a regular basis in the Grand Canyon, right? Like some, you know, people get too close to the edges of parapets and that kind of thing. But you'd think that this could be handled relatively easy with, rather than stationing security guards out there, just putting up signs. Look, dum-dum, you walk in here, it's at your own risk, and nobody's going to help you. I hope you got a cell phone to call somebody for a rescue, because nobody's going to be there to know.
More shutdown news on the way. Daryl has a related story about people basically reopening a park on their own.
Yes.
Coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you tonight, Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And Daryl is here, courtesy of his website. It is fpp.cc. Daryl, what's that all about?
FPP is Free Press Publications. People can go there. They will find daily news and weekly commentary, as well as a monthly newspaper, weekly web, newscast, a podcast, and so much more. Books, they can just find pretty much any kind of media that they want at fpp.cc.
And you are putting it out regularly as the editor of the sites. And
yes.
Always something fresh up there.
Yes.
So 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We continue with your calls and more on the shutdown here and how it's affecting parks and what's coming as well on the way.
I was just talking in the last segment about how one can promote a more just world simply by using bitcoins. And I think it's important to note that the organizations that create currency around the world are the same organizations that create so much suffering around the world, that the idea of the state caused more deaths in the 20th century than any other cause anywhere. And that's an important thing to understand when you're thinking about bitcoins. If you want to get some bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. You're going to need to store those bitcoins, and the best place to do that is a blockchain.info account. You can get one for free, and it's a, well, they call it a wallet because you put your bitcoins in it. That's blockchain.info. You're allowed to use it. You may use it from your Android phone or your iPhone, your laptop, your desktop computer. You can access it from all these different places. It's the best online wallet available, at least according to Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech, blockchain.info.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your phone calls, your thoughts. We've been talking about the government shutdown and some of the interesting aspects of what's been happening, at least with the parks. Apparently, state governments are now stepping up to front the money to the federal workers to keep the parks operating for another 6 to 10 days at the cost of a buttload of money. We're talking about like over $100,000 per day in the case of Utah's parks, more like $170,000 per day in the case of about eight Utah parks. And then other parks, one, you know, it's like one park has $600,000 for 6 days. It's crazy amounts of money. Let's go to Robert listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hey, hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Robert?
Hey, you know, wasn't it we the people back in the 1700s that fought for this country? And wasn't the people from World War II and World War I and Korea? We the American people, we fought, and a lot of our brothers and sisters died, you know, trying to, you know, have a good life in this country. How is it that they end up owning all of these lands, the federal government? I mean, it seems to me that if we fought for all of this, it should be ours. We should be the ones to say whether it should be open or not.
I think that's the reality of it, Robert, is that those people that fought in those situations fought to have the federal government administer those things. They thought they were fighting for a legacy for their children. They thought they were fighting for freedom. They thought of all those things, but they entrusted that stuff to the federal government. And I think we've all been tricked. And I think it's time for us all to realize it.
I agree with you. This is all one big lie, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I agree.
It's time to take a look at the lies we've been told rather than to hold on to them. Because a lot of people really want to hold on to these lies. And that, look, I held them at one point too, but now I'm of the opinion that, you know, this nation isn't its government. The government that we have in Washington, D.C. is the single biggest threat that this country's got.
You know, it wasn't until this station, you know, that I started listening to you guys. I don't know. I think I've been calling for almost 3 years. You know, I never saw any of this at all. I mean, yeah. I was just as hoodwinked as anybody else was.
Yeah.
And you know, why would I, you know, question, you know, the things that, you know, my own teacher, you know, like, for instance, like when they say that Christopher Columbus discovered America. He didn't discover America. There was only people here.
I mean,
and that's just an example of all of the lies that they've been teaching us.
And the lies never end. They just keep on spreading more misinformation and more lies. In fact, I've got a story about the Robin Hooding experiment here in the Keene area that'll be even more lies. So there's lies at the federal level, there's lies at the state level, there's lies at the local level, and that's because there's no penalty for them for lying. I mean, sure, they get caught lying here and there, but they're only replaced by other liars and other thieves.
If you lie to them, you go to jail. If they lie to you, they get a promotion.
Robert, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So they're spending a boatload of taxpayer dollars to keep these government parks, these federal parks, open for another week and a half. After that point, I guess they're going to have to renegotiate. And by the way, the five states that are doing this will have to seek reimbursement from the federal government once the shutdown ends, but those payments would have to be specifically authorized by Congress. So they've made a deal. This is very interesting. They've cut the deal with the Interior Department. The Interior Department manager, whoever, their boss, said, all right, well, look, here's the deal. You pay the money up front. We'll take care of you on the back end. But you got to ask Congress's permission first. So I wonder, it's probably likely that Congress will issue the money to the states to cover them, but they don't have to, in which case then the states are going to be out of millions or hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
And how long is it going to take them to recoup that money into their coffers? And if they don't get it back from the federal government, will that ruin their relations further to where they would not be likely to agree to that deal in the future, to where the next deal would be, all right, well, you didn't pay us back, so you're going to shut down again? Well, we'd like to keep operating the parks, but we're just going to go ahead and take them over now. They're no longer your parks. They are now, you know, the Grand Canyon is now the Grand Canyon of the state instead of the federal government.
The Grand Canyon State Park?
It would be really interesting to see what would happen if something like that occurred. Like, what would the federal government do if Arizona said, nope, ours?
Well, we met a guy this weekend who, I'm not going to name names, but works for a federal government policing agency. He was visiting New Hampshire, and he said he's working on spec. at this point, that he is not being paid.
Yeah, sure.
That he's working with the idea that at some point the federal government will begin paying him again. And I asked him the question, which I've asked on the air previously, is how long will that last? How long will these agents continue to come to work on the speculation that eventually a paycheck will come? How many more weeks do you have where you can continue to work for the feds in the hopes that it comes back? Well, obviously everybody's going to have their own personal answer.
I think the average federal employee will go for one more week.
Okay, so it's been about 2 weeks
now,
right?
It's been 2 weeks, exactly.
And I believe the longest running one was, what, 21 days?
21 days.
So one more week, and we're going to match the longest government shutdown. And I believe we're on either like second or third place right now as far as it being about 14 days.
Yeah, I think this is the second longest.
Yeah, so well on the way to a record-setting shutdown. We'll see how long this one goes for. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to see. I know a lot of people are sort of being stressed over it, but there is something to think about in this situation. This is the way I look at it. Look, I don't care about when Obamacare gets implemented one way or the other. That's not my concern. The Republicans are living and dying on the Obamacare aspect. But to me, what I see is a federal government that is being prevented from growing, prevented from taking on more debt. This is an organization which has shown throughout every single day of its history, from 1789 on, it has shown an inability to manage money. It has been in debt the whole time. Mm-hmm. This is an organization that does not deserve debt. They are simply spending on the backs of our great-great-grandchildren into the future. And if you support that, you are supporting immorality.
We will come back with more. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control, toll free here, 855-453, it's 855-450-3733, that number, toll free, brought to you by SACL CAI. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in the way that is best for you. And in the studio tonight, you have me, Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We're going to get right back into your phone calls and your thoughts coming up. I want to also remind you about freetalklive.com, where we have news updates. You can sign up for our emailed updates. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Google, your preference. It's there for you, news.freetalklive.com.
Freedomsphoenix.com is a great site that does sort of news aggregation for the liberty movement. I get it twice a day. As a matter of fact, I'm on their daily updates list. You can sign up for their daily dispatch at freedomsphoenix.com. I find them very useful, not only for stories that have a liberty bent to them, but also stories that have, sort of science and the economy and technology, how technology is going to set us free in the future. It's great. I really enjoy getting my emails from freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, let's continue here at 855-450-FREE. Your phone calls. First, we go to Mark listening in Little Rock. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Mark in Little Rock going once. Mark in Little Rock going twice. I'll tell you what, I'll put Mark back on hold there. Maybe there's a technical difficulty behind the scenes. In the meantime, let's try Richard. He is in California on Skype. Hello, Richard.
Hey, what about...
Richard, are you really far away from your microphone? Because it sounds like you're, like, across the room.
Sorry. Can't though, but...
All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to put you on hold because I think you just sound a little bit too far off for my taste.
He sounds like he is down the hallway shouting through a tube.
Yeah. So we'll see if we can clean up his signal here in a little bit. Yeah, make sure you've got your microphone right up close to wherever you are. Best if you have a headset mic. There's also Skype apps for your cell phone. If you've got a smartphone, you can download the Skype app for your smartphone, and then you can hold your phone just like you would normally hold your phone, get a nice little, a close signal to your mouth, and it'll make it sound really good because Skype uses a bigger, bandwidth connection to send voice audio than does an old school
phone. And the
phone
best
connection.
Part of that, it's a roundabout way to where you can make free telephone calls or almost free telephone calls.
You mean the Skype?
If you have the Skype on your cell phone,
yep,
and you make all of your calls through the Skype app,
right?
Then you're not using your cell phone minutes.
But you still, not everybody has Skype, so you wouldn't be able to call everybody.
I can call your telephone,
yeah,
using the Skype app.
But don't they charge you for that, a per minute
fee? $30 a year.
$30 a year, okay, I thought it was a per minute. So it's only international calls are per minute through Skype?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you're using it within what they consider to be fair use, which I think is less than 1,000 minutes a month. They give you a large amount of minutes that you can use as part of their fair use.
I see. Now, of course, with Skype, you do have to have a digital connection. You have to have data.
And a data plan.
Yeah,
which
so.
Most people with smartphones have unlimited data.
I don't think so. I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
I don't know. I've got unlimited data, unlimited text, and 300 minutes a month for $25.
That's an incredible deal. I don't know how you got that deal, but it blows my mind. I pay $100 a month for 4 gigabyte limited on Verizon. I mean, the coverage is really good, but that's about all they've got going for
them. I think the big companies are going to be replaced relatively quickly by – they're either going to have to evolve or die, and that's what companies do these days.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be replaced by these plans that are unlimited minutes, unlimited data for a set low fee. Mm-hmm. I've got that – it's like $45 a month and unlimited data, unlimited minutes.
Basically, I have Verizon at this point because of Porkfest, because I spend a week of my life – in Lancaster, New Hampshire, and look, I need to have internet at that time.
TracFone runs through the same Verizon carrier as, the same carrier runs through Verizon.
Is that true? But can you get a smartphone with a TracFone?
Then go through Straight Talk at Walmart.
And that's also on Verizon?
I'm sorry you haven't done any research. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I'll have to look into that here. All right, so we've been talking about the parks shutdown, and Daryl, you had news about what happened over the weekend at some parks, or a park? What happened?
The World War II Memorial and the National Mall on Sunday in D.C. Apparently, Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas, Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah, and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin were there, and there were several hundred protesters were also there. Cruz told the crowd, "Let me ask a simple question. Why is the federal government spending money to erect barricades to keep veterans out of this memorial?"
It's a great question.
Black metal barricades have lined the front of the memorial since the government closed on October 1st. That's when more than 300 National Park Service workers who staff and maintain the National Mall were furloughed. As the crowd entered the Memorial Plaza, they chanted, "Tear down these walls, you work for us," and began to sing "God Bless America."
The disconnect here. What is America? Because America is a couple of continents stuck together, right?
Yes.
But it has come to mean the United States of America.
Yeah.
And when you say "God bless America" and you're upset at the government, what are you saying?
It's definitely a mixed message.
It's a mixed message, and it's as mixed a message as a video that I found from... I forget the name of the college, but it Bloom U is the name of the YouTube channel. There was a block party in which a Bearcat was rolled in, and the cops or SWAT team that's inside the Bearcat is throwing tear gas canisters at the people at the block party.
Mm.
And then a bunch of drunk college kids decide to start throwing beer bottles at the Bearcat.
Wow.
And chanting USA.
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so there's this Bearcat with the, Empire's emblem that says Homeland Security on it, and they're chanting USA while they throw beer bottles at it.
So, but back to D.C., what was it that happened? Politicians gave a speech? I mean, what's so noteworthy here?
Cruz gave a speech, Palin gave a speech. And then later, some protesters carried metal barricades that looked like bicycle racks from the World War II Memorial to the White House and stacked them up outside of the gates, confronting police in riot gears.
Wow.
Some protesters carried signs saying, "Impeach Obama."
Well, that'll solve everything.
Yeah.
And
this is surely an unimpeachable offense by Obama.
The article says that an armored police vehicle also was sent to the World War II Memorial as people lingered.
No lingering. You need a permit for all that lingering.
You can't loiter, but it's okay to be at the park as long as it's for First Amendment activities.
I'm surprised they didn't arrest anybody for moving the barricades. I mean, like, you know, stealing government property or something like that, interfering with government administration. I'm sure they could have come up with a charge had they wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Republicans are getting the short end of this shutdown thing, that the public in general is somehow blaming Republicans more than they're blaming Democrats on this. But to me, what I'm seeing here is I'm seeing a Democratic administration trying to show, look how valuable the government is, because we will kick your frickin' teeth in if you try to come into our memorials and our national monuments and all these things while we're out on a vacation. No paid vacation. I mean, that's what I see here. I see the iron fist of the government playing, they're all upset. They're a bunch of sour grapes. I can't believe you'd send us home. We're going to show you how valuable we are by cracking down on you.
After the protesters left, park police worked to secure the memorial once again.
Mark is on the line, wants to talk about Obamacare. We're going to try Mark one more time. Are you with us, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask about Obamacare, but I also wanted to comment on the subject that you're currently talking about.
All right.
Well, Obamacare is concerned, there's over 50 million people without health care. Mm-hmm. How do you, as libertarians, as well as myself, how do you explain or try to wrap your minds around the fact that we have 50 million people in a country like America without health care? And what do you do about that?
First off, the people aren't without health care. The people are without health insurance. There is nothing prohibiting people from seeing a doctor or taking care of their health.
This is a bigger question that we can answer in 10 seconds. So hang on, Mark. We're going to bring you back here into the third hour, which is coming up in moments. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about health care and what it could be like under freedom, which we don't have today. Hour 3 is next, 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote. Shower you with policy managing and bill paying tools. Throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri, and when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili, and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.